Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check that out. Folks, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. When you go to my website, it's free. You'll get two articles from me, and you'll get the best of the best from the previous week in the interviews, and all the interviews that are coming up for the new week. So it's come out. You'll get it on Sunday afternoon, and get you ready for the week ahead. We've been doing that for 20 and a half years. Over 20 years we've been doing it. Never missed an edition, a weekly edition, since November of 99. It's just you and me still. I want to get back on my reopening soapbox a little bit here, folks. I want to remind you that early on, end of September, end of March, first of April, I've forgotten when. I think it was probably the end of March. I wrote an article where I said we need to do what we have to do to flatten this curve. We have to do what we have to do until we learn more about this and flatten the curve and so that we never know if we did too much. But now, folks, we've come to that point, and I also pointed out that the character of people, or lack of which, would be revealed. And so I want to call out some things, and I want you to understand that I'm not naive about or ignorant of how mean the COVID-19 disease is. I know that it is. But we're doing things that make no sense to me. Why would you wear a mask outside in your yard? Why would the government tell you if you have to go outside, you have to wear a mask? They're talking about that. Was it Houston? They were going to make it a law that you had to wear a mask if you walked outside. Folks, that's a control issue. And we have. I want to see a T-shirt that says, "I'm not afraid of COVID-19. I'm afraid of you, Governor, or you, Mayor." I want to see a T-shirt by a small business owner that says, "I'm not afraid of COVID-19. I'm afraid of losing my business." If you're healthy, if there's nothing wrong with you, okay, I understand social distancing. That's fine. And if you want to wear a mask, that's fine. But yesterday in the NASCAR race, the drivers were wearing masks to be interviewed on the racetrack there. The fumes were going to kill COVID-19. They were wearing masks to be politically correct. We have to get out over this, folks. We've got to transition from being determined and vigilant in killing this disease. We've got to transition out of that and into not being fearful. We have to recognize that there are a couple of things going on right now that I'm more afraid of than COVID-19. I'm more afraid of the economic impact. I'm more afraid of the thousands, maybe millions of small business owners who are losing their business as we speak. I'm afraid of that. I'm worried about that. I'm upset about that. I'm more upset about that than I am about COVID-19 right now. And I'm also more upset about the impingement on our liberty that's going on right now. When you've got police cities like New York City having their police officers patrol the parks to tell people to stay, to separate people if they're not close, if they're too close. Police officers telling you how to walk. Meanwhile, criminals are going free and breaking windows and stealing cars. That's not normal, folks. That's not regular. We have to We have to put things in perspective. We have to try to solve this problem while still keeping our economy and our liberties in perspective. And folks, you've heard me say this before, freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other. And that means it can be taken away. That means I can give it back. I can relinquish it. Liberty is an ideal. Freedom is when you were born. Liberty is an ideal that we acquired later. And if I relinquish that ideal, then you have power over me. Liberty, claiming our liberty, is how we control our own lives against the political class, for example, or against, really, in a lot of ways, corporate America. We have to reclaim our liberty. And part of the reclaiming of our liberty is at some point in time, yesterday, today, or tomorrow, each one of us has to say, all right, I'm less afraid of COVID-19. I'm more afraid of giving you, governor or mayor, any more of my liberty. I'm more afraid of that. Small business owners are already saying, I'm more afraid of losing my business than COVID-19, because they're already opening up, even when the governor or the mayor says you can't. They asked me if I was essential or not essential. I said, I'm neither. I'm non-compliant. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.